With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
That normally huge New Year's Eve gathering in Times Square is being scaled back, but the amount of confetti being dropped on those celebrating is not. 3,000 pounds of tissue paper confetti is going to be thrown by hand on some 15,000 people. Now, while large gatherings are less common these days, more people are looking to confetti to liven up their private celebrations. In New York, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
There's been a New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square for more than a century. The first ball drop was in 1907. Then in 1993, on live television, host Dick Clark pointed out a new feature.
Like we're in the middle of a snowstorm, but it's live in Times Square with a deluge of confetti.
The paper confetti, cut extra large so people could see it on TV, was part of an effort to revitalize the area, which was known for being kind of seedy.
It used to just be a big, you know, drunken brawl out there with a bunch of people and no organization.
Treb Heining has been in charge of the confetti drop ever since it started.
The cue was given at about 20 seconds to midnight, and that raucous sound that you heard doubles. Your arms get goosebumps. It's hard for me to talk about it.
As much as Heining loves the custom-made confetti, he also won't talk about it. Details like where he gets it or how much it costs. He'll only say it's made from recycled material. It's also biodegradable. Despite that, ecologist Danielle Green of Anglia Ruskin University says we still don't know how it affects the environment.
If you have to throw something, I mean, don't. I don't know. I'd say go for the most kind of natural, benign thing that you can.
But people do want to throw things right now. Jennifer Burns is with the e-commerce site Ultimate Confetti. She says sales are up this year from 2020.
We were still very blessed to still sell a lot of confetti.
Nearly $1 million worth, close to where sales were before the pandemic. Burns says private celebrations like graduations and gender reveal parties are a growing part of her confetti business.
It's something to kind of throw up in the air and just kind of this big sigh of like, I think just fun. And it's usually very cost-effective fun.
Because confetti is all about release, which we could all use these days, especially if it doesn't break the budget. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.